in today's edition of the GQDN News for Friday, February the 4th, 2022. We get some news on the Grand Theft Auto. DRX fires their head coach. And a Game Awards game gets a big, big push of sales. You know me, I'm Joe. So here we go. We start off with Grand Theft Auto. And there's news about Grand Theft Auto 6, thanks to PCGamer.com. And Rockstar Games put out a tweet about this, saying many of you have been asking about a new entry of Grand Theft Auto series. With every new project, our goal is always significantly more beyond what we've previously delivered. We're pleased to confirm the active development of the next entry of the series is underway. We look forward to sharing more as soon as we are ready. So please stay tuned to the Rockstar Newswire for official details. On behalf of the entire team, we thank you all for your support and cannot wait to step into the future with you. So what it will be named? We don't know. They're just working on it right now, but be ready. Just be ready. Now, the next piece of news is sad news coming to us from IGN. And then a Nintendo hacker, Gary Bowser, has been reported via documents that he could be jailed for up to 5 years. His team is looking for a much shorter sentence. They want a 19-month jail term, but the district attorney wants a 60-month jail term. So if you're stealing millions from a company by hacking their systems, what would you expect? Well, I mean, really, what would you expect? You collected money off of a company. I mean, seriously. But anyway, speaking of money, I said millions. I should have said hundreds of thousands on the last one, but that's okay. That's my fault, but still. Like I said, speaking of money, Square Enix had their financial report released for the period ended December 31st, 2021. And everything looks positive. This comes to us from Business Wire. And their net sales are up 7.9%. In the fiscal year, it was up 2.2%. Their operating income was up 22.2% through the 9 months. And yearly was up 5.9%. Their ordinary income was up 40.7%, but stayed stable throughout the year. And profit attributable to owners apparent was up 116.9% through 9 months, and throughout the year was only up 29.9%. That is for through the first fiscal year ending 3/22. So take that as you will. Everything is looking pretty good for Square Enix here. And go figure, because you had quite a few of your games come out. So keep pushing games out. We keep buying them. There you go. Now, Destructoid has come in with a little bit of Cruise and Blast, and they're getting a permanent price drop on Switch to $20. This comes onto Twitter at Raw Thrills. Quote, attention, Cruise and Blast for Nintendo Switch is now just $19.99 on the Nintendo eShop. If you haven't gone cruising yet, then what are you waiting for? Visit the link to download the thrill ride of the year today. $20 for a game. If you got a Nintendo Switch, I highly suggest you look into it. I highly recommend that you look into it. Definitely. Now, once again, we jump back into bad news, because going into the esports section, Dot Esports says that DRX fires head coach Kim from the League of Legends team. Now, this is the statement, and this is on the DRX Twitter account. Dear fans, this is DRX. On February 4th, the DRX board of directors decided to part ways with the head coach Kim Jung-soo for the successful rebuilding and sustainable future of DRX. DRX has commended the board and the disciplinary committee to review the termination of the contract due to violation of the head coach's obligation under head coach Kim's standard contract. In the meeting, DRX made a final decision after thoroughly reviewing Kim's explanatory materials following legal procedure. We ask for your understanding that we cannot share the details because of legal constraints. To protect players and the team, we will firmly respond to rumors or disinformation. So please refrain from making senseless blame or accusations. DRX will appoint a new head coach as soon as possible so that the team can focus entirely on the victory itself. Thank you. So really, we don't know what happened, and we can only guess as to what happened with the head coach at Kim. So with that respect, I will refrain from making any guesses because I don't want to start rumors, okay? But still, it had to be something very serious in order to be fired. So let's get to some good stuff, shall we? And I think we will end the show on three very good stories, starting with Naughty Dog. They are hiring for three different projects. This comes to us from Dual Shockers. And there is quite a list up on the Naughty Dog jobs tweet. That includes animation, production, art, programming, audio, communications, editorial, quality assurance, game design, recruiting, technical art, HR, lighting and visual effects, and UI. A lot of stuff. A lot of positions, and really, that would help out the market, the job market there too. Because I know that there was a report that came out today about the jobs market, and you know, people are looking for jobs, and there are jobs that are open. A lot of jobs that are open. So, hey, and if you do have a job, maybe you could be one of the 5 million people that have bought It Takes Two. GameInformer.com gives us this story, and 5 million copies is an insane amount. So, even they put out in their tweet, and this is a quote there from GameInformer.com. That's 5 million copies of It Takes Two sold. Our team is absolutely stunned just thinking about how many players have now enjoyed our game. Wow, that was from Hazelight Studios. And that is just insane. So congratulations to said team at Hazelight. Well done, you guys. And knowing that there could be some media stuff there that could be going on there with you too. Things are looking up for that team. Big time. And we will end the Friday show with a story from ggmania.com. World War III gets a free open beta. This is a stress test, essentially. And this will be from February 3rd, which was yesterday, until February 7th. So it's up on Steam. Look for it. Opt in. It's a stress test for this FPS. And go have fun with it. See what happens. It's up through the weekend, guys. It is a big time for games. It's a big time for really everything. So, hey, go have fun. Enjoy it. Enjoy it all. Anyway, my name is Joe. You can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter, and you can follow the show at Group Quest. And go to groupquest.com and go check out the links for our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and of course, our Audible links. That's the banner, y'all. Click on it. Get a free book. Okay? That's on us. Go enjoy it. And while you're on the web, go check out stackup.org. Amazing, amazing community. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. Live show tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawn Forge. We start the pre-show at about 5:30 EST. We try to start the show at 6 p.m. and we will see you all there. Anyway, that's me. That's you. We're done. We'll see you tomorrow. for the weekly show.